I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Shloka 10, meaning. So, this shloka describes our time, this very age we are living in, called Kali Yuga. The rishis say, "My dear learned friend, in this age of Kali, people will generally have short lives. Their minds will be disturbed, their intelligence will be weak, their good fortune will be scarce, and they will be constantly troubled by many anxieties." Now let's reflect on this slowly. People will have short lives, of course, you might say, but we live till 80 or 90 now. Yes, biologically maybe, but the sages weren't just talking about physical lifespan. They were speaking about quality of life. We wake up tired, rush through screens, chase deadlines, eat in a hurry, sleep with our minds racing. Half of our life passes before we even realize what we were living for. So yes, our lifespan is long, but our awareness span is short. We live many years, but very few moments. Second line, Mandaha Sumanda Matayo. The next phrase says, people will be lazy and misguided. Now, lazy doesn't only mean physically lazy, it means spiritually lazy. We'll spend hours scrolling, hours watching, hours shopping, but barely a few minutes of silence, reflection, or prayer. And misguided means we'll think we are so advanced, but will be lost in our own inventions. We'll confuse information with wisdom. We'll think comfort means happiness. And we'll measure success by how much we consume, not by how much we contribute. Doesn't that sound exactly like today? Third line, Manda Bhagyaha. The rishis say people will be unfortunate. But why unfortunate? Because even when truth is right in front of us, we'll be too distracted to see it. We'll have libraries of wisdom at our fingertips, ancient knowledge freely available online, and yet we'll feel empty inside. We'll have smart homes, but restless hearts. We'll have virtual friends, but no real connection. That's what Manda Bhagyaha means. Misfortune is not about poverty of money. It's about poverty of meaning. Fourth line. Hi Upadrutaha. Finally, the verse says, people will be constantly disturbed. Look around. How many of us can truly sit still without checking our phone every few minutes? We are surrounded by comforts, yet filled with anxiety. We have more security than any generation before, yet more fear. We have built a world of convenience, but not of contentment. That's why this verse is so powerful. It's not an ancient complaint. It's an ancient mirror. It shows us who we have become. And here's the beautiful part. These scriptures don't just point out the problem. They gently offer the cure. They remind us that in Kali Yuga, one simple path remains effective. Sincere remembrance of the divine. Not complicated rituals. Not endless austerities. Just heartfelt remembrance. Chanting, prayer, gratitude, and service. Even a few minutes spent in pure awareness can clean years of confusion. That's why these scriptures are not outdated. They are more relevant today than ever before. Because they speak to the mind that's overwhelmed, to the heart that's hungry for peace. So, as we end today's reflection, maybe just pause, close your eyes for a moment, and ask yourself, am I living fully or merely functioning? Am I feeding my soul or only my senses? The Bhagavatam begins here by helping us wake up from distraction and return home to meaning. Thank you for listening. May these ancient words light your modern path, reminding you that peace isn't somewhere out there. It's waiting right inside you.